Mesechet Bava Basra, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Hashut ben Shiratu Lasuit Mechitza Bachadze. Bainin et HaKaisel Bamsa. Two people that are partners in a courtyard. They both jointly own the whole courtyard. And now they want to split the courtyard, and each one would get a specific chelik of the courtyard, and they would build a wall in between the two chalakim of the courtyard. They build the wall in the middle, and each person would give up from his property half of the width of the wall. Now, if the chatur is 8 amos square or more, so then even after they split, each one would have a decent amount of the chatur. Then if only one of them wants to split, he can force the other one to split, and they would build a wall down the middle. But if the courtyard is less than 8 amos square, where after they split, each one would have only a small amount, then only if they both want to split, do they split the chatur and build a wall down the middle. Makom shenagu livnoit gvil, gazis, kfisim, Levenim Bainim Hakol Kaminag Hamadina. In a place where the minig is, that the wall that is built in the middle of the chazir to divide the two parts of the chazir is built out of gvil, which is stones that are not smooth, or gazis, smooth stones, kfisim are half brick, that the whole brick is 3 tvachim, and kfisim are bricks of 1.5 tvachim, or levenim, which are whole bricks of 3 tvachim, then they build the wall from this material, whatever the minig of that medina is, that's how they build the wall. As after they decide to split and they make a kinyan to that effect, then they have to build the wall as the minhag of the Medina is. One of the two can say, I want to build a wall out of simple boards. I don't want to pay for a more substantial wall. He can't say that since the minhag of the Medina is to build a better wall. Bakvil, zen noisin shloisha tvachim, v'zen noisin shloisha tvachim. If the minhag of the Medina is to build the wall out of gvil, which are stones that are not smooth, that would take up 6 tvachim, so therefore each one of them would give up 3 tvachim from his chelik to build the wall on. If they build the wall out of smooth stone, that takes up less space, so therefore the width of that wall is only 5 tvachim, and each one would give up from his property 2.5 tvachim to build the wall on. If they build the wall out of half bricks of 1.5 tvachim, so therefore they would need at least 2 bricks and 1 tefach of cement in between, all together 4 tvachim, so therefore each one would give out 2 tvachim from his property to build the wall on. By levanim, if they use levanim, which are whole bricks, then they only need to use 1 brick, which is 3 tvachim, then noisein tefach u'mechza, then noisein tefach u'mechza, so therefore each one would give up 1.5 tefach of his property to build the wall on. Lefikha, since generally both of them chip in for the stones equally, and the wall is built on both chalakim of the chater, each one would give up for half of the wall from his chalak of the chater. So therefore, if the wall falls, we can assume that the stones belong to both of them, and the area on which the kosa was built belongs to both of them. So they would split that area, and they would split the stones. Even if the stones had fallen into one person's property, he's not considered muchzik on it. He wouldn't be able to say, you want to get the stones from me, you have to bring a raya. Since generally, both of them chip in for the stones, therefore, both of them split the stones when the wall falls. The same din that we had in the previous Mishnah would also apply to a gina. If two people own gardens, one next to the other, or if there are two partners that jointly own a garden and they decide to split the garden down the middle, makom shenagu ligdor mechayven oso. If it's a place where the minhag is to build a fence down the middle, and in general we assume that this place is a place where the minhag is to build a fence down the middle, then if one person wants to build a fence, he could be mechayv the other person to chip in for the expenses of the fence. As if a fence is not built, it will be hezek ria. There will be damage caused by the fact that each one of them can look into each other's property, and therefore, if one of them wants to build a fence, he can force the other to chip in, unless we know for sure the minhag is that they don't build a fence. As opposed to a chater, which we had in the previous Mishnah, then there's even more hezek ria. The chater is a place where you do all kinds of things there, and you don't want your friend to be able to look in. So then, even if we know for sure that the minhag is not to build a fence, one of them could be mechayev the other to chip in for the expenses of a fence. Avo babika, but in a bika is a place where there are saros, there are fields where they grow grain, then there is less hezek ria in this case. As in a sada, you are there less frequently. So therefore, makom shenagu shelo ligdor ein mechayven oso, in a place where the minhag is not to build a fence, and in general we assume that the makom is a makom where the minhag is not to build a fence, unless we know otherwise, then if one of them wants to build a fence, he cannot be mechayv the other guy to build a fence, since in general we assume that the minhag is not to build a fence. Elam rotze kones l'toch shelo ubone v'osa chazitz mibachutz. Instead, if he wants to build a fence, he would build a fence on his sada and his property, and he would pay for the stones that are used to build the fence, and he would make an identifying mark on the outer part of the wall to prove that he built it himself. The identifying mark would be an amma by an amma of plaster that he puts on the far side of the wall. Therefore, since there is an identifying mark to prove that he built the wall himself, if the wall falls down, then we know the area on which the wall was built and the stones that were used to build the wall belong to him. If they both agreed to build a wall, the wall would be built in the middle, half of the width of the wall would be built on each person's property, and each person would pay for half of the expenses of the wall. We would make an identifying mark on both sides of the wall to prove that they both chipped in for this wall. Therefore, in this case, if the wall does fall down, then we know the area on which the wall was built and the stones that were used to build the wall belong to both of them.